This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
In a time where everything is politicized, the Vegas massacre cover-up has actually broke that paradigm. And Alex mentioned that in the last video, how people that are quote-unquote liberals or detractors of InfoWars, people that don't usually like our reporting, have seen our reporting on the Vegas massacre, on the cover-up, and are completely aligned with us, in complete agreement with us, and are willing to put all the partisan stuff behind where they might disagree, because it's so important. We don't let them get away with these cover-ups. We don't let them get away with whatever type of event they had planned for whatever reason. They'll never tell us the truth. And you just heard a report from Alex Jones breaking it all down. Now, here's a report from Alex Jones, a special report on the collapse of the Hollywood establishment.
It's not that the American flag's perfect. It's not that they haven't used it to launch wars that are wrong. It's not that we don't get sometimes, it can be a little cheesy. Until you realize there's a widow there that lost her son, or a father there that lost his daughter, or a sister there that lost her brother, and then you realize that all we have is these old institutions, and they're not perfect, but the globalists are pushing. Oh, we know it's real bad. It's not based on people. It's not based on strength. It's based on lies. It's based on fraud. They want to override everything, not to make it better, but to make it worse. America was the override. The Renaissance was the override. True human empowerment. Bring down the royals. Bring down the elites. Free market. Ideas. Total open society. Soros calls his group that because he's fighting open society. It's like Rose McGowan put out. Weinstein, write me. Twitter suspends her account. Oh, it's the woman. It's the feminist. But at that point, see, you don't protect her because what you claim you're promoting and what you're doing is the opposite. See, that's the joke. It's like the old Dragnet TV show. They made a movie about it in the 80s with Tom Hanks and Aykroyd.
Good evening, Pagan.
Dragnet. And you got the Playboy owner. And he just is having a good time. He's not a bad guy. He's not a good guy. He's just, you know, kind of a seedy twit.
To admire their techniques in crowd control.
But it's the preacher selling drugs and devil worshiping and killing people. And what's Hollywood telling you there? They're throwing it in your face. And you imagine the prism that it is to be somebody like Harvey Weinstein's wife. Who, to make her clothing line successful, she has to marry this guy who she doesn't love, who he doesn't love, so that she can bully other stars to make them wear her clothes. And then she feels powerful by doing that. See, somebody that isn't a psychopath goes, that's really stupid. And that's why they run our lives. And then I look at these people that are wedded to what they're wedded to, and it's like, who wants to be Quentin Tarantino? He's not a good director. He's just a degenerate and super deformed and ugly. So they like him because he likes to defile people. He's acting dumb. He doesn't know about the Weinstein stuff. Give me a break, you little thug. And he just was looking at me and hating me so much and pointing at me and talking crap about me because the guy is a deformed demon. I mean, I'm sad for deformed people, but he's a deformed, ugly, stupid, warped person that a demon uses like a pen to, you know, write Pulp Fiction. He's a tool. He's a tool bag. And he sees somebody like me who just is a normal person, a farmer, and he hates me, and he wants to destroy me. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to open up the phone lines to your comments. You can comment on the Vegas massacre cover-up. You can comment on the newest line of attacks against President Trump. You can comment on the failing ratings and attendance of the NFL, the collapse of Hollywood. All that is on the table. 1-877-789-ALEX. 1-877-789-ALEX. And again, they're not going to get away with this Vegas cover-up. It'll be interesting to see, though, what happens down the line. Can they just sweep this under the rug and have America forget about it? Or will we continue to hound this thing until we see some action? Real quick, let's hit some news before we get to the phone lines. Dow Industrials dalliance with 23,000 is a sign of the stock market's velocity. So there's a little bit of a timeline on this Market Watch article that you can see how the stock market has ratcheted up since President Trump, well, since he was elected, not even before he was, not even after he was inaugurated, but since he was elected, it's had a huge boost. Now other people, there's other narratives out there. Is this good? Is this bad? Regardless, the fact is the stock market continues to hit record highs. Seemingly every week. It was like every day for a while. Now it's like every week. It just continues to grow. Leaflets calling for Trump's death rain down on Seoul. And South Korean drills begin. U.S.-South Korean drills begin. So there's the pamphlet that I'm assuming, yeah, North Korea drops on Seoul. So North Korean propaganda there. If you do the wrong thing with it, they'll torture you to death. So what does that mean for the current geopolitical structure with North Korea? Especially when you have Rex Tillerson say he's pledging diplomacy with North Korea until first bomb drops. Boy, that's awfully overshadowing. As if they know a bomb is going to drop. So Trump is doing something different with our foreign relations than Obama. And if everything hits the fan, they'll blame Trump. But really, these seeds were planted by Obama. Trump's trying to make it right. Who knows if there's a peaceful solution to any of this. Now, Trump is decertifying the Iran. He's decertified the Iran deal, put it back in the hands of Congress to do something about it, making Congress go to work on Obamacare after he removed some of the illegal subsidies from that. He's now decertified the Iran deal. So Congress has a bunch of work to do with Obamacare and with the Iran deal, and they're all pulling their hair out because they're ticked that Trump is making them work. They can't believe that President Trump isn't being a dictator, isn't being a pen-in-hand-in-chief president like Obama was. They don't want to do work. They don't want this put on their desk. They'd rather have the president do everything so they can remain blameless. Trump's not going to have it that way. He's making Congress go to work. And if they want to be the ones perpetuating these bad deals, they will be the ones that have to face the music. Not Trump, who had nothing to do with Obamacare. Not Trump, who had nothing to do with the Iran deal. Now, the decertification of the Iran deal has all of the anti-Israel crowd in a tizzy. Trump only answers to Israel. This is a totally Israel-first deal. Well, okay, would you rather be close with Israel or would you rather be close with Iran? Is this just Trump ratcheting back the Obama-era policy that was very anti-Israel? So, to no one's shock, here's Netanyahu praising Trump's decision on the Iran deal.
Netanyahu, he joins us from Jerusalem. It's good to be with you, Mr. Prime Minister. Why do you think what the president has done is going to lead to a better situation?
Well, I'm focused on the result, and I think that right now the deal as it stands guarantees that Iran will have not a single nuclear bomb, but an entire nuclear arsenal within 10 years. And I think the president was very courageous in saying, I'm not going to kick this can down the road. I'm not going to say, well, it's going to be on somebody else's watch. I'm going to stop this from happening because, remember, we cannot allow Iran, the world's foremost terrorist regime that hangs gays, kills protesters, jails journalists, and foments aggression throughout the region and the world. We cannot allow this rogue regime, 30 times the size of North Korea's economy, to have a nuclear arsenal. It's a very brave decision, and I think it's the right decision for the world.
So there you go. There is Netanyahu talking about Trump's decision on the Iran deal. What was the amount of cash that Obama gave Iran? Can you guys pull that up? Straight cash, homie. Obama to Iran. I mean, what the heck is that? Oh, but it's just, see, it's just too bad. I mean, Trump is having to clean up all of this Obama trash. Look at that. $1.7 billion payment to Iran was all in cash. Okay. $1.7 billion to Iran from Obama. Okay. So Trump is having to clear up all of this trash left behind by Obama, and the media blames Trump because he's doing what he has to do to clean up the mess left by Obama. And it's just, Trump is Obama's legacy in that Obama was so far to the left that Trump is now so far to the right as a reaction to the allergy that was liberalism in the White House. So it's going to seem pretty extreme. Let's start on some of these phone calls. Guys, can you blow that up a little bit? It looks like first is that Josh in Colorado. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Owen. You're doing some great work. Happy to see you on InfoWars. First thing I wanted to bring up was I saw this video about a strange-looking SWAT team in the Tropicana.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And they're like, well, you have? Okay. Well, I haven't heard anybody talk about it.
Oh, sure. And we've talked about it.
It's weird that they're, like, pointing guns at people telling everybody to put their hands up. I mean,
yeah, we've got that video in the archive. If you guys want to roll that as B-roll, again, for other listeners that aren't familiar with this, a SWAT team going through the Tropicana, guns drawn, pointing at people. There's two people behind them that they have a strange, some sort of communication with. There's a walkie-talkie there and a strange sack. There's a guy in the middle of this group with a stretcher that it doesn't really make much sense, and they're pointing their guns at people. Yeah, nobody's talking about this. I don't know. I don't even know what to think about this. Some people obviously have made their, conspiracy theories on this one. I just simply don't know what to think. It's very strange.
It's very strange, and if you look at, like, the Google Earth layout of where all this happened, the Tropicana is right behind where the event was. And the other thing that
a lot of eyewitnesses are saying, shots came from behind the stage. So it's key that you mention that, yeah.
And the other thing that I'm not sure a lot of people have noticed is, like, the Jordan Maxwell kind of thing. They did it right in front of a black pyramid with the capstone cut off and the light shooting right out the top.
And oh, yeah. No. I'm crazy when I mention human sacrifice happening in front of a pyramid. I mean, let's be very clear. That has no historical context. human sacrifice has never happened at the foot of pyramids, you know, in Egypt, in South America, anywhere. It's never happened. You're just a conspiracy theorist. How dare you even bring up history at a harvest festival? How dare you?
Well, and he was on the 32nd floor. And it was the Route 91 festival. There's some weird symbolism.
Harvest festival. Yeah, and every room that he rented where he was allegedly going to do these mass shootings were facing the direction of Mecca. Just, again, just weird. I mean, you know, what am I supposed to do? I have to report on it. Thank you for the call, Josh. Let's go to Amy in New Jersey on Hollywood. Go ahead, Amy. You've got a short time here.
I hope I could be fast enough. You know, I'm a parent, and this whole Hollywood thing should be a wake-up call for parents. Like, I have a 9-year-old. I'm very aware. I would never let her go to these places, to auditions, to star in a show if I was not there monitoring every move every adult that was around her was doing. This should be really a wake-up call to people that have kids that want to get into acting.
That's exactly what Corey Feldman said. Watch out if you send your kids there. Great call from Amy. Hollywood's collapsing. Don't go anywhere. Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those NuGenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does NuGenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use NuGenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of NuGenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One last dance for the globalists, as everything they're doing is burning in a structure fire. The collapse of Hollywood, the collapse of mainstream news, the collapse of cover-ups that they try to do when they run things like the Vegas massacre, the collapse of all the anti-American establishment is burning to the ground right now, and this is their final dance. And sometimes it's darkest right before the dawn, but we will be victorious, folks. They'll throw everything they can against the wall. They'll throw everything they can against President Trump, and they're going to continue to lose the hearts and minds of American people and people all over the world. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Joe calling in from Canada. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, are you hearing me?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So about the Las Vegas shooting, I'm under the impression that it's way deeper than we might see it. Not exactly an attack on the conservatives, but first on the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, and at the same time, I lost my track of thought.
Well, they're showing their true colors here when you see them all coming out saying, oh, if conservatives won't even act after kids get shot and after their own people get shot, they'll never act. We need unilateral action against guns. We need to repeal the Second Amendment. They'll never learn, no matter how many of them we kill.
Oh, that's my point. I think it's deeper than that. They are using that false flag because, obviously, that's what it is, considering all the cover-ups and all the inconsistencies. I think it's deeper than that. It's not an attack on the conservatives. It's an attack on America, okay? And that's where we shouldn't fall on the trap, because we already know that they want to start a violent event on November 4th. And I think that they want to ignite something, but they want to ignite some genuine conservative radicals.
Yeah, there's no doubt they want to start a civil war. They want to fracture this nation, fracture its people in order to conquer it, bring it down, bring in a police state, start a bunch of violence. And it's completely failed. I mean, that's the thing about this. I guarantee you they thought that they could pull off so much crap because of this Vegas massacre, coming after the Second Amendment, coming after people that doubt the narrative, and it totally blew up in their face because everyone doubts the narrative and nobody is going for the more gun legislation as the answer. It's totally failed. Thank you so much for the call, Joe. Let's move on to John in Wisconsin. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, how you doing, Owen?
Good.
Yeah, hey, listen, none of the mainstream radio talk shows, even the conservative ones, or even mentioning anything about the shooting right now.
I completely disagree. I'm a pretty voracious consumer of media, especially talk radio. Rush Limbaugh has kind of ignored it. He's mentioned the inconsistencies, but for the most part ignored it. Michael Savage has been all over it for the whatever time Hannity actually covers stuff on his talk show and doesn't plug stuff. He's kind of mentioned how there's nothing really adding up here and talking to eyewitnesses. But what do you expect on most of these other shows that are totally either controlled by corporate media or they're too afraid of their own shadow to say something that might get them kicked off the air?
Well, all the ones in my area filter all the callers, for sure. Mm.
And you're calling in from Wisconsin? Is that the local terrestrial radio where you listen?
Yeah, I listen to some talk shows, AM talk shows in Milwaukee and one in Chicago.
Well, this is why people listen to Alex Jones. I mean, this is why Alex Jones' audience continues to grow when other people won't talk about these subjects. This is why InfoWars continues to grow, and this is why people go to InfoWarsStore.com because they want to see more of our media, more of us attacking what's really going on and searching for truth and not just going along with official narratives.
I got one huge question for you, though. Brandon Tatum was on Alex Jones' show and your show for about 3 hours totally on the 6th of this month.
Yeah, he's going to be back on the War Room with me this week.
Well, yeah, well, you ought to ask him why he retired, because according to he made an appearance on Tucker Carlson's show on the 10th, and he played a clip, and he talked to him a little bit, and I can't remember why he was even brought on a show, but as far as I know, that's the only mainstream TV that he's been on. And he mentioned that he retired on the 9th. What's up with that?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to him about that. I'm not familiar exactly with what you're talking about, but I'll be talking to him this week. Thank you for the call, John. Let's move on to Alyssa in Oregon. Go ahead, Alyssa. You want to talk about the allegations against Trump?
Yeah, thanks, Ellen. I was just remembering back when I first started listening to Alex Jones. This was around this time last year. This was shortly before the whole Trump tape thing came out. Alex Jones did one of those videos where he's broadcasting from his house, and he talked about receiving a dossier from someone inside the DNC about how they were going to use these so-called victims to try and accuse Donald Trump of sexual assault, which was actually one of the main reasons why I didn't believe any of the stuff that came out in the mainstream, is because Alex warned us about this ahead of time. It was like maybe a week or so before all of this broke.
Yeah, we had some experts that were coming on telling us that. I know Roger Stone's going to be joining us in the next segment. Larry Nichols may have been reporting on that, too. I can't even remember all the people that came on and were warning us about this.
So I think that Alex Jones should rehash that and just really expose how this all just a big DNC operation and just blow their narrative completely out of the water. That was a very powerful broadcast, and I hope Alex can kind of drudge that up somewhere and show it again to his audience who may have missed it.
Well, there's no doubt that the sources that come to InfoWars come to us because they know nobody else wants to run with it, and we're not afraid to run with it. But these are standard tactics for the Democrat Party. Okay, the Democrat Party has been totally exposed via WikiLeaks and via Project Veritas. I mean, this is a joke. Oh my gosh. You sit here and you just think about it. Look at all the stuff that Project Veritas has exposed from CNN, from the New York Times, from the DNC. I mean, this is a joke. There's the video she's talking about. Leaked. Democrats plan to pin rape hoax on Trump. This is from October 9th, 2016. Alex Jones breaks down the latest salvo in this rusing. Pull that back up, guys. In the rusing, call the Patriots everywhere. So here's the video. Leaked. Democrats plan to pin rape hoax on Trump. That's what the caller was talking about. We saw this from the beginning. Oh, what do you know? Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Infowars.com. Next week's news today. Infowars.com. Next month's news today. Infowars.com. Next year's news today. Infowars.com. Next decade's news today. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. Don't go anywhere.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. As you just heard in the segment before, Alex Jones predicted all of this. Wow, that was a year ago. Huh. Good. Well, Roger, you knew it was coming too. This is what they do. They try to project what they're guilty of on their opponents, and they're trying to use the momentum of Harvey Weinstein gate to put Trump's back against the wall. Roger, you saw this coming. What do you think about the new allegations that are really the old allegations against President Trump?
Well, Alex Jones was right on the money on this. He predicted several times that the left would try to recycle the sexual assault smear against the president. Let's remember that last year, when Lisa Bloom, who is the daughter of Gloria Allred, also an attorney, most recently the attorney, oddly enough, for Harvey Weinstein, until that burden got so great that she resigned, represented a woman making claims against Trump. The woman promised her appearance at a press conference. She was a no-show. And this Clinton black op collapsed. From the beginning, I think Bill and Hillary understood that they had enormous vulnerability on this issue because of Bill's serial assaults of numerous women, raping, biting, sexually attacking, exposing himself, demanding oral sex, that they had to create a phony counter-narrative. I think Soros and the big boys have figured out that Bill and Hillary are not really the ones to carry this message against Trump because, of course, they have no credibility whatsoever on the question of violence against women or sexual assaults. What's amazing is that this new charge, recycled from a woman named Summer Zevos, I believe it is, and there's no legal cause of action in California. There is no lawsuit that would hold up anywhere. This is a new recycled public relations attack on the president, trying to use, as you put it, Owen, the fact that the Weinstein issue has raised public awareness and consciousness of the sexual harassment and assault issue. Now let's try to gum Trump up in it if we can.
Yeah, it's not going to work. We were already ahead of this. We're going to get out ahead of it again. But again, I think that the key that you just mentioned is, where is their legal case here? It's non-existent.
Well, and Hillary's ridiculous claim that the charges against her husband have all been litigated. No, actually only one has, and that ended up in a settlement of $850,000 paid to Paula Jones to make that suit go away. There's never been justice for Juanita Broderick. There's never been justice for Kathleen Willey. There has never been justice for numerous other women who were brutally assaulted by Bill Clinton and then, most importantly, threatened, bullied, intimidated with the most brutal tactics by Hillary Clinton, at the direction of Hillary Clinton. How do we know this, Owen? Well, it's in David Brock's book, The Education of Hillary Rodham, where even he confirms that it's Hillary who hires the heavy-handed private detectives and the nasty lawyers to threaten Bill's various victims.
And, of course, let's not forget about the forgotten son of Bill Clinton, Danny Williams. Roger, I suspect that they've, you know, they've obviously been grooming for this. They've been planning for this. I suspect that they have another tape or more tapes or something else that they're going to try to use for shock value to try to add some fuel to the non-existent fire here or the small flame. I just don't think it's going to land. I don't think that America's buying it anymore. The mainstream media's already spent their wad, especially with their support of Hillary Clinton, ignoring all of her crimes. If they really think that this is going to work, they've got the wrong idea here, because it doesn't matter to me, Roger. It doesn't matter what tapes. It's kind of like what Trump said. He could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and he would still have his support. I think that that's going to be the case no matter what they try to draw forth.
Interesting enough, I didn't think that comment is a distortion. What Trump was referring to when he said that was that he had such little support right there in liberal Manhattan where he lives. His country, his support was in the heartland. Therefore, you could shoot in any direction and you wouldn't lose any votes. It was not a reference to cruelty or violence. It was about the makeup of New York City, which is now, I think, down to 18% registered Republicans in the entire city of New York, which is extraordinary. I think that this new initiative may be sons of the Clintons. I think Soros and those who are disappointed in the way David Brock bungled this black op last time. I have inside sources who tell me that this was a Clinton operation start to finish. They actually placed ads looking for women who could conjure up a memory of having been assaulted by Donald Trump. Several women came forward. They couldn't remember where, when, what date, what year, what they were. They couldn't remember anything about it. They were just certain that it had happened. This was bogus from the get-go. Donald Trump, the president, has denied it during the campaign. It's beneath his dignity to try to engage in it now. But it shows the viciousness of the forces that seek to remove him. I mean, the idea that Hillary would try to bash Trump as a sexist, given the pig-like activities of her husband and her own role in the cover-up, it just boggles the mind.
Or her close friend, Huma Abedin's husband, Anthony Weiner. You know, he's convicted of sexting a minor. But it really shows the desperation, Roger, and the distinct difference between the two sides, where now you have leftist, outlets, media outlets, basically saying, we're putting out a bounty for anyone who can give us information about Trump. These people are so desperate, and they'll reach for the most greedy, self-serving people who don't want to act out of truth, who don't want to act out of, you know, getting real things out into the public. Ooh, you're going to pay me for information that's bad against President Trump? Maybe I do know something. There's the latest. Have dirt that could impeach Trump. Larry Flint will pay you $10 million. So they're so desperate and they have nothing that they literally have to put a bounty out for anything to try to bring Trump down.
Yeah, it is pitifully transparent.
Larry Flint, by the way, a strip club owner.
Well, and at least a former pornographer. As a libertarian, I don't have any real problem with his livelihood. But in all honesty, you're right. They have no case against Trump. So, pardon the expression. They now seek to Trump one up, to hulk one up. They did this before; it failed. I agree with you. It will fail again. It is just again an attempt to deflect attention. We've seen this one before. Hillary, Bill, the Podesta brothers, up to their noses in money from the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin, getting paid giant fees for speeches in Russia. Oh, look, Donald Trump's in bed with Putin and the Russians. It's a willful campaign of distraction. You said it first. They accuse us consistently of what they themselves are guilty of. And we've now seen this trend, Elliot Spitzer, Anthony Weiner, Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein. My question to you is a simple one. Where are the women in the pussy hats? Where are the women marchers? Why aren't they marching on Hollywood? Where are they? Why do I hear deafening silence?
Yeah, let's not forget also Michael Moore, who was the leader of the Women's March, praised Harvey Weinstein in the past. Ashley Judd gets up on the stage and says, I'm a nasty woman. Well, apparently not as nasty as Harvey, because she's one of the ones that came out against Harvey Weinstein.
And what's amazing is that this was evidently common knowledge inside the, you know, the vaunted halls of Hollywood and New York. I never liked Harvey Weinstein, but I not traveling in those circles, were unaware of these allegations. But evidently, a number of major media vehicles, mainstream media vehicles, were well aware of them. And it took a long time for this story to finally...
Yeah, they joked about it. Seth MacFarlane joked about it. 30 Rock joked about it. We'll be right back with more of Roger Stone. This is The Alex.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply only using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99. With 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Brainforce Plus is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've never tried BrainForce, an excellent nutraceutical, try it now for 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is one of our most highly rated, popular products on the website. Over 5,000 reviews. 4.6 stars is where it stands. That is very impressive. BrainForce, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Try this natural focus booster. Give it a shot. No crash, no jitters, just clean focus. That's BrainForce Plus, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Look at some of these other specials we've got. How about 40% off Survival Shield X2? You know, this is a product that's really good for fighting against some of the toxins in your body, like the fluoride or radioactive particles. And you've got these stories in Europe where they've got radioactive particles. They don't know where they came from. Well, if that ever happened here, you'd want something to fight back against it. And before the shelves run dry, we've got the special right now, 40% off Survival Shield X2. This is even higher rated than Brain Force. My goodness, 4.9 star review, over 5,700 reviews, folks. That's basically that's a perfect review. You basically have a 100% positive feedback on Survival Shield X2, and we still bring it to you at 40% off. This is a necessity for me. I never am without Survival Shield X2, whether I'm on the road, at home, at work. I've got at least one bottle. It's perhaps my favorite product as far as its absolute power. Survival Shield X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Caveman, 50% off Emmerich's Essentials. The list goes on and on. We now go back to Roger Stone. Roger, we accurately predicted what they would try to do against Trump. It's not going to work for them. Take a moment, take a break from your corn cob, and break it down for the audience.
Well, I must say, Owen, first of all, we'll be on at 5 o'clock Eastern today, 4 o'clock Central Time on the War Room to further break down this attempted smear at President Donald Trump, resurrecting discredited charges from over a year ago, which involves both the lawyer Gloria Allred and her lawyer daughter Lisa Bloom. It's the same conspiracy, slightly different faces. But I must tell you, this would be impossible without Brain Force. This is a product I highly recommend. I was up late last night writing. I have to write at night because the phone is ringing off the hook during the day. And then I was honored to be on with David Knight this morning, on with you now, on in a little while in the War Room. Unthinkable without Brain Force. This product, which is all natural, really helps me get mental clarity, focus, and a certain, I don't know, mental creative energy to help synthesize everything we're trying to communicate here at InfoWars. So I joined the chorus, and at this kind of deep discount, now is the time, 50% off, I believe. Terrific price. You know, we are trying to analyze where this is going. My guess is the entire sexual assault meme that is now going to be recycled by the left is an attempt to soften him up for what is undeniably still coming from Robert Mueller, an attempted coup d'etat based on cooked up charges that could be obstruction of justice in the Comey matter, could be some other fraudulent claim. The left cannot get over the election of Donald Trump. They cannot get over the sea change he's trying to bring us, his Supreme Court nomination successful, his cutting and slashing of regulations causing the uptick in job creation, a record stock market withdrawing us from the ridiculous $9 billion price tag of the Paris Climate Accords, moving us out of NAFTA, and then lastly, making it very clear that he's not going to let the Iranians defraud us in the Iranian arms deal, which they are Iranian nuclear deal, I should say, which is an expensive fraud upon the people.
Well, the amazing thing is, they were so obsessed over the Russia thing. They thought that the Russia thing was their big thing. That's what they were going to ride to the impeachment. They were going to ride the Russia collusion all the way to Trump's impeachment. They were going to ride the Russia collusion all the way to get Trump out of office. Totally failed. So now they're trying to rehash these other allegations against Trump because the Russia thing is just totally failed. Now, do you suspect, though, that they're going to try to let this Russia thing ride off into the sunset? I know that they keep reporting on it. Or do you think they're going to come back full force with the Russia thing again?
Well, the problem is that they don't have anything. And I was Senator Richard Burr, who is hardly a Trump supporter, admitted the other day in a press conference that they still have no hard evidence of collusion or coordination or conspiracy between the Trump camp and anyone associated with Trump and the Russian state. Yet Congressman Adam Schiff writes in the Washington Post in an op-ed piece that we shouldn't be so close to closing this investigation. Why not? It's costing billions and it's provided nothing. Zero. Bupkis. Nada. There is the narrow question of whether the Russians sought to interfere in our election, Well, Boris and Ivan have to tell their boss they're doing something, even if buying some poorly written and ineffective Facebook ads turns out to be it. But there's no evidence that the Trump campaign provided targeting or knew about, coordinated any of those efforts. That is a bogus charge without foundation that you'll find on Twitter and Facebook, but not in reality.
So they got Facebook admitting, like, okay, we had some Russians buy some ads here or there. But if there's this huge thing about Russia trying to rig our elections, you know, meddle in our society, well, why isn't Facebook, you know, coming down? Why does Facebook just get off scot-free if this is such a big deal? They're the ones colluding, apparently. So it's amazing how Facebook is just like, oh, yeah, we did it, but nothing against us, though.
Yeah, no, Zuckerberg took the money. If he was so disturbed about this effort, why did he take the money? These ads appear to me to be ineffective, poorly written. I can't even understand if they were wisely targeted based on the scanty information that's come forward.
I never saw them before.
But I never saw them during the campaign. But again, I think there's a real distinction, at least on the House Intelligence Committee. The Republicans seem to me to be committed to trying to determine whether there was conspiracy, coordination, or collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian state. And the Democrats seem to be interested in playing gotcha and trying to dig up something that is simply not there. There is no proof of collusion. That's why I call it the Russian collusion delusion. It's just as phony as these new charges against the president of sexual assault. They're manufactured. Somebody is paying for them. The woman last year, I believe they were paid as well to bear false witness against the president.
Yeah, and you know, the same people that are foisting these allegations into the mainstream are people like David Brock and Media Matters and all of his super PACs. And then again, you look right at him, you look squarely at David Brock, and you say, wow, you ought to be audited. You look like you're running a money laundering scheme.
Yeah, an extraordinary report the other night on the War Room where Andrew Kerr came on and laid out extensive complaints from the Citizens Audit Organization against Brock's money-making scheme. I mean, if I were George Soros, I would want my money back. This guy has been so notably unsuccessful and ineffective, despite the fact that he has ground through or burned through millions and millions of dollars, not without putting a few shekels in his own pocket, of course.
Yeah, his pocket and all of his partner's pocket. They just funnel this money back and forth between all of David Brock's super PACs and foundations, and then they get a little hit back every time. This is something Andrew Kerr has been working on for over a year now. He's really been doing great investigative reporting into that. I'd love to see the IRS investigate that, but this is the same IRS that got caught targeting conservatives, and they got away with it, Roger. I wish that the Justice Department would step up somewhere. All right, Roger, we got 60 seconds. You're going to be on the War Room later today. Final words as you depart our audience.
Yeah, I think it's very important people understand and are prepared to refute this sexual assault smear on the president. We're going to break it down for you on the War Room. Don't miss it.
You know, I'm not to get back to this to make a joke. It's just so ridiculous how you've got these allegations against President Trump with no real groundwork, no real legal case. And then we have videos of Michelle Obama literally with something flopping around in her private areas. I'm not saying it is or isn't anything. I'm just saying we've got the video and we get nothing on that. And there's nothing wrong. Hey, if you want to, you know, if you want to do that and do whatever and be Michael Obama, then that's perfectly fine. Or Michael Obama or Mooch, whatever you want to call her. But no, the president's bad, even though he's the one cleaning up the Obama mess, trying to make America first again. Roger Stone will be on the War Room later today. We're going to be joined by Jack Posobiec in the fourth hour. Don't go anywhere.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.